CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and this is a fun story. InSight, the little probe on Mars that was unsuccessful at first, but now InSight is not just back from the dead, it's the living dead. Bob, how do you explain InSight has more power than when NASA and JPL declared it past its prime?
They had predicted, based on the dust on the solar panels and how that dust had been accumulating over time, that InSight would basically no longer be able to produce enough power sometime near the end of August, early September, and the spacecraft would die. It's producing only about a tenth the amount of power that it initially did, and it's only enough power to run the seismometer on the spacecraft, which is really its only working instrument anyway, so they've been tracking earthquakes. But that power was supposed to run out by the end of August, early September. Well, they announced They publish a weekly status report of the amount of power it's producing per day, and I've been tracking those numbers on a graph on Behind the Black so you could see the trends. And the most recent update, September 5th, showed an increase in power. This is really good news because it suggests that possibly some wind has blown some of the dust off the solar panels, maybe, and therefore allowing it to produce more power. The other thing that's going on is that the winter dust season is ending, and so therefore there's less dust in the atmosphere and the solar panel is getting more light, and so therefore it can produce a little bit more power. The key here is that the power levels are not going down. As long as the power level is running and you can run the spacecraft, the lander, keep it running, there's the chance at any moment they just need to get one dust devil to fly over this lander to clear the solar panels off. And if that happens, it'll suddenly have a resurgence of power much higher than this little increase, and it'll last for a lot longer. They can turn on some other instruments and operate it more fully. So we just have to keep our fingers crossed. It's been on Mars since, 2019? And it's never gotten that gust of wind that they expected would happen. And that's one of the reasons it's in the boat it is right now, John. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
What is Capstone in a safe mode?
Capstone is a smallsat lunar orbiter that NASA paid for. It was built by a private company. It was being managed by a private company as it moves towards the moon. It's in its transition period going from Earth orbit to lunar orbit. And on the way, it did a course correction, and right at the end of that course correction, it went into safe mode. Safe mode means it's shut down to protect itself, but something is wrong. The team has a pretty good understanding of its status and conditioning, but they have not been able to get it out of safe mode yet. When these kind of circumstances happen, they usually do save the spacecraft, but of course there are no guarantees in any of this. Either way, Capstone right now is functioning, but is not operational, and they just have to try to figure out why it happened, and we'll have to keep our fingers crossed, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, the celebration of SpaceX's successes, the puzzlement about Blue Origin's not successes, and China continues to rain debris down on planet Earth. Strange. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.